Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday the 3rd of February 2009 and the title of this podcast is Dianju Bakery. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. The Dianju Bakery. Beginners. The Dianju Bakery is a special place to visit that is located quite close to Wenatchee. A quick drive on the highway past the town of Kashmir will take you to this place of delights. If you are not careful, you will miss the turnoff, so you need to keep your eyes peeled. I drove there the other day to meet a lady who works in the bakery. She is from France. I wanted to introduce myself and practice a bit of French. We had a very pleasant conversation and exchanged phone numbers. But then she had to get back to work. I had some time to spare, so I bought 3 yummy pastries and a coffee. I sat down, relaxed, and looked around the room. It is similar to the inside of a log cabin. The style is relaxed and reminds me of European cafes. People came and went as I drank my coffee. Everyone seemed cheered by walking into the place. I don't eat much candy, but what I love to have instead is some free time, a good coffee, and a freshly baked pastry. There's nothing better. Advanced. Atmosphere. What is it when you think in terms of a great place to be, where you feel comfortable, relaxed, interested, and inspired? Are you lucky enough to have anywhere like that, close by? Well, I'm a lucky person. The Dianju Bakery is a discovery, or at least feels like it. If oldie-worldie appeals to you, not overdone, I might add, but subtle and self-explanatory, as oldie-worldie should be, then you might just like it too. I'm an oldie-worldie gal myself. I miss, at times, the sense of rich, deep history in buildings around me. It's comforting. To walk down a street where history unravels itself at each step, and the buildings seem to tell their stories of people and events, places you in the middle of a storybook that happens to be real. Newness and plastic can be quite repulsive. So with these feelings in mind, I go to the Dianju Bakery and smile. What can I say? It's a little fix. Good coffee brings people back, of course. Even when they vow to give the stuff up, they are helplessly hooked. And then there are the baked goods. When made with quality ingredients, easy on the sugar, liberal with the cream and butter, eating them is like absorbing a piece of fine art. But I have said too much. I've given away my vice. Bakery? What bakery? Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this podcast useful. To download the text and grammar notes, please go to acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye for now.